WI-8X from N8 DBF, Dakota. I think we've talked a couple times before, but it's been a minute. So would you say you have more fun? Obviously, the equipment's better, right? But there's obviously a nostalgia component to the older equipment. Did you have more fun playing radio then or no?
Oh, gosh. I used to buy Yaesu HF gear, Kenwood VHF, and UHF radios. And then I got introduced into the world of Motorola. Across the room, I've got a gang charger, one with a JT1000 on UHF, a JT1000 on DHF. They look like the, well, they're the Jedi series radios. They look like the HT1000, take the same battery packs in that. Except the JT models were direct front panel programmable. They only had 16 channels in memory, but everything was involved. It would run simplex, duplex, all the PL frequencies were in there, all of the DCS frequencies were in there, and they had a a scrambler on them. That was hilarious. When we used them with the federal government, they had an aftermarket scrambler in them that was wired in and all had one of the giant postage stamp type chips on it. When the government got rid of them, they took those out, and it had the Yaesu version of, the Motorola version of scrambler. You flipped the switch on, and what it did was it inverted the audio. Whoop-de-doo. If anybody had a Yaesu 8800, they could figure out what you were using, or 9600, what you were saying, because they had the they had a filter in there for inverted audio. But it was real quick to sidebar that, get that out of the mix. But nice radios. I still have one UHF and one VHF. I got three MTX-9000s for the 33-centimeter band, of which I have a repeater on 927.4.